Let me set tragedy's stage for you. Though I feel it necessary to mention that there is no happy ending to this tale. Imagine yourself. You, a fan of pizza! And oh, such joyous of days, for today is pizza day in your household. Children laugh and sing cheerful songs. The elderly smile with reverence in the awe of this grand occasion. And you look forward to partaking in this time of peace, tranquility, and most importantly, pizza. However, you are not alone. Perhaps you live with friends, family, or maybe this is a public outing and you find yourself in the company of those you are fond and comfortable with. It promises to be a delight, nay, an experience, for there is pizza for everyone! Despite our coming together in this grand of occasions, alas, we have different tastes and preferences for our divine pie of choice. I suggest that we each order a pizza for ourselves. That way we can hold what brings us joy that much closer, without the fear of compromise. You speak, your voice heavy with anticipation, yet you relent in ordering pizza that is solely constructed to what you would like. The other nods, agreeing to such a fair proposal. What sane person could not? Marvelous! You will have your pizza, and I shall have mine! For my pizza, I would very much like to order... Their voice trails, your heart sinks, and part of you has to force yourself to remain standing despite the fact you feel weak simply hearing the ingredients. These are not things you enjoy on pizza. Far, far from it. But all the same, you acknowledge that not everyone could fully appreciate and partake in the selection of your choice. Therefore, their preferences are valid, their hearts with the best of intentions. Pizzas are ordered for both you and the other. Now the feast can begin! Before a Hierophant can recite pious rhetoric in praise of your pizza. Before the cosmos themselves can offer a smile upon you and your selection. Before you can truly, truly lose yourself in the euphoric bliss of deliciousness. You discover that something is wrong. Something is wrong. And by now it is already too late. It is a promise broken, a pact destroyed, a heart heavy with the woe of such audacity and shame. Your body quakes, your pulse quickens, you can barely gaze upon the horror as you feel incomplete. It has happened. There is no return from this precipice of despair and abandon. You are lost, and you spiral into the deepest, darkest depths of your psyche for hopes of an answer. But there is none. Your pizza has been taken advantage of. It lost its purity. It has been raped! The other, despite having a pizza of their own design, a masterpiece to them and them alone, they decided to partake in what you held dear and close to your heart. No permission, no hesitation, they simply took it. One slice, 100 slices, does it matter? One is already one too many. There is no return once it has been taken, and now you must stare. Nay, gaze into the space devoid of what you ordered, and nothing could ever bring it back. Why has the other done this? They enjoy your brand of pizza, yet they have their very own, well within reach, and they decide to take what is yours, promised from the gods themselves. There is no exchange, as their toppings cause you to shudder with disgust, so you cannot simply devour as many of theirs that they have taken from you. Instead of enjoying the pizzas both you and the other decided to order, a line has been crossed. And despair is all that remains, for you cannot take back what is lost. You can only feel like less of a person once the deed has been done. The pizza of your own design has been taken from you. The other simply smiles. You are weaker because of it. They grow stronger off your sorrow. And then they decide to once more cross over to their realm of pizza and casually consume their ill-gotten slices. This is what keeps me up at night. This is why I cannot sleep.
Pizza rape has a high chance of happening to anyone who does not have well-established boundaries in regards to pizza rules. Make it certainly clear that if a pizza is ordered at a 1-1 ratio, that means one pizza per each person. Sharing is an option, but consent must be prevalent, or else we are not but fiends. Common courtesy and pizza rarely exist. Hell and earth would sooner share a bed. 95% of pizza rape is perpetrated by someone the victim knows. A father, mother, sister, brother, friend, colleague, spouse, child, neighbor, it knows no bounds. There are no known racial, religious, or economic boundaries. It can occur anywhere, either in a public restaurant or private residence. If you order a pizza, make damn sure that it is the one you decide to partake in. Should there be an other there with a pizza of their own, you are not to engage in un-pizza-like behaviors that could very well lead to a spiral of misery and an overwhelming sting of deception and betrayal. Make sure there is consent. Do not simply make an assumption, for you know not the power of your actions, the wrath of your choices, the strength of your plague, the weight of your sorrow. Do not become a statistic. Ask to share. Do not take. The world is too short to lose the safety and security delivered from the comfort of pizza. That is all.